7 minutes past eight. This is Morning Ireland, and John S. Doyle is here with It Says in the Papers.
"De last hurrah," says the Irish Daily Mirror headline. "De end of an era," says the Irish Sun. That's D as in Michael D. Higgins, who is pictured on most front pages, leaving Áras an Uachtaráin on his last day as president. The Irish Independence photograph by Damien Eagers shows him with Monica Pumpkin, a member of the Sanctuary Runners organisation, who presented him and his wife Sabina with yellow roses, symbolising friendship and joy. The Irish Examiner, in its lead story, says that Mr. Higgins's 14 years as president tested and redefined the bounds of the office. "He has served this country well," says the paper in an editorial, adding he will be a hard act to follow. New beginnings at RTE Radio, where a new schedule was introduced yesterday, get much coverage too. Dara McKeown in The Independent says it was a bright start. Katie Hannan and Colm O'Mungon, presenting Drive Time, sound the most comfortable performers on the rejigged lineup, says McKeeney in the Irish Times. In the Irish Daily Mail, Brenda Power comments on Kieran Cudahy's first day presenting Liveline that it needs a spark of humour, a whiff of mischief, a hint of challenge. Listening in for The Examiner, Gareth O'Callaghan reckons that David McCullough made the Today Show very much his own on day one. In further broadcasting developments, Peter van der Mersch, in a column in The Independent, considers the resignations of the BBC's Director General and Head of News, following a row over what he describes as a trivial editing error in a Panorama documentary about Donald Trump, broadcast before his second election as US President. The writer quotes with approval the UK's Liberal Democrat leader Ed Davey, who said the BBC is not perfect, but it remains one of the few walls between our values and a Trumpian takeover of politics. On a facing page in The Independent, Fionnán Sheehan quotes an unnamed RTE source as saying that Kevin Backhurst, RTE's Director General, could be on his way to the BBC top job following the resignations there. But when he went to Backhurst himself to see if he has any interest in the roles, Sheehan was told, "I have a job to do here at RTE with great people, which I am really enjoying." In the Times lead story, Seanine Graham reports that delays in a criminal investigation into a County Armagh man at the centre of one of the world's largest catfishing cases were caused by insufficient resourcing at the Police Service of Northern Ireland, according to the Police Ombudsman. Catfishing is explained as the use of a fake online identity to target other online users. The Independent's main story is about Jim Gavin, the Fianna Fáil candidate for the presidency who withdrew before the vote. Tabitha Monaghan reports that he will not be taking part in the Fianna Fáil review of what she calls its botched presidential campaign. The Mail reports in a story marked exclusive on a briefing document prepared for the Minister for Housing, James Brown, at the end of September, which has been obtained by the paper. Craig Hughes reports that it says construction work has still not begun on over 44,000 homes that have planning permission in Dublin. From the north, the Belfast Telegraph and Irish News report on the illegal knuckle dusters which were handed out to women at an anti-Islam rally at Belfast City Hall at the weekend. The event was attended by a number of well-known figures in the anti-immigration movement, including a former UVF bank robber, says the news. Much of Catherine Connolly's first speech as president at her inauguration this morning is expected to be in Irish, which she plans to make the working language of Áras an Uachtaráin, says Naomi O'Leary in The Times. So it's timely that, as Sean Duke reports on the paper's front page, a new study has found that learning to speak one or more new languages can slow biological ageing and protect the brain against age-related cognitive decline.